Okay, next up, USC coach Andy Enfield. As a reminder, please press star one to ask your questions.
Again, to ask coach a question, please press star one. And your first question comes from the line of Ryan Hansen, Arizona IMG Sports Network.
Hey, Coach Enfield, good morning. Just can you touch base with your backcourt? Jordan McLaughlin, Julian Jacobs might be as good as any in the conference and in the country, probably not getting as much credit to your success early on as they should. Can you talk about how much strides they've provided to your team this year?
Well, good morning, sure. Julian and Jordan have been playing at high levels all season. We did have Jordan broke his nose in the first half of the Xavier game. It really hurt us in the tournament down in Orlando. We FedExed a mask in. It was three sizes too big for him, and it really hurt him, his production. But I'm happy to say he did get his nose rebroken, and he's healthy now, and he's without the mask. So there's a significant difference between his numbers. But Jordan, without the mask, and Julian all season have been playing great together. They're sharing the basketball. They're finding teammates, and they're shooting high percentages from the field. They're both being very efficient with their offensive games. And that was a big point of emphasis for the off season to try to work on those things and their deficiencies from last year. And I think both those players you mentioned have learned and become better players overall.
With such a good start in your non-conference, do you feel like your program now is ready to make that next step in conference play?
We hope so. No guarantees, because they have to perform on the court. The Pac-12 is as good as it's ever been. 12 teams that could probably beat each other on any given night, and we're focused on ourselves. We need to keep getting better offensively, defensively, and we need to be able to win on the road in the league. Last year we didn't win a game on the road, so we have two tough road games this weekend, and that's what you play the games for, to go compete. But we feel very confident with our team. They made strides, and now they have to go prove it in the league.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star one. Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Thorpe, Boltzmann Review.
Hey, Andy. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Washington State and what you've seen while scouting them. Specifically, they've got the center this year, Connor Clifford, the seven-footer, and it really seems like it changes their offense and maybe their defense as well when he's on the court versus when he's not. How do you sort of prepare for a team that tries to run this up-tempo offense but also has a very much a half-court game?
I've been very impressed with Washington State. Watched them on film, watch them live. In their last tournament, and they have really good players. They play well together. They're good on the offensive side of the ball. They all shoot high percentages from the field, from the three-point line, and then defensively they're very physical and they play well. So I've been impressed with Connor Clifford, as you mentioned, but also impressed with their entire team. So we understand they're an excellent basketball club, and we have to go and compete on New Year's Day.
Have you noticed them change their offense or their style of play very much with seven new players this year, seven players that Coach Kent recruited?
Well, Coach Kent's always done a great job. He has the ability to make his system go as his personnel. He can kind of make adjustments, and they've done a terrific job. They're explosive offensively. They can score in the half court. They can score in transition. They can shoot to three, and of course they have the low post threat with a few of their big players, as well as Hawkinson, who can go inside and outside. So I think they've adjusted well to their seven new players, and as I said, they're an excellent basketball team.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star one. And your next question comes from the line of Benjamin Parker, Rivals.com.
Hey, Coach. I noticed you guys have, you got six guys who average double figures in scoring. How much does that help you guys to just kind of have that scoring balance, and how much of a threat do you think that will pose to opposing teams?
Well, as long as we keep sharing the basketball, it's hard to scout us because we have players that can go for 15 or 20 on any given night. And we have six of them. In fact, Chimezie Metu is averaging 6 points a game. He had 15 the last game on 7 of 8 shooting. So we have some bench production this year Our starters are shooting the ball at a high level from the three-point line. We're shooting 40% as a team. We're trying to spread the floor and open the lane up for drives in our post play. As long as we can keep shooting at this level, I think we'll be fine. But it's nice to know that if one or two players don't have a great shooting night, usually the other his teammates will pick them up, and we've been able to do that, scoring 83 points a game in the out of conference.
And there's no further questions.
Okay, thank you, Coach Enfield.
All right, thank you.